Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for January the 5th. Today's devotion is entitled, Blessed to be a Blessing. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Moses recorded God's words to Abram as part of the initial call that launched God's redemptive plan in history. Spoken to a pagan man from Ur and preserved for Israel, this promise explained how God intended to reverse the curse of Genesis 3. The Lord declared that Abram would be both the recipient and the conduit of divine blessing. God pledged personal protection, blessing those who aligned with Abram and opposing those who didn't. Yet the promise extended far beyond Abram himself, for God's purpose was global in scope. All the families of the earth would be blessed through Abram. Later scripture clarified how this promise would be fulfilled. The blessing was not merely material prosperity or national success, but a redemptive blessing that reached its climax in a singular seed. The Apostle Paul explained that Scripture was preaching the gospel beforehand to Abraham. Paul explained that the promise was not ultimately about many descendants, but about one, namely Christ. God's promise to Abram pointed forward to Jesus, through whom justification, reconciliation, and eternal life would come to Jews and Gentiles alike. We are reminded that God's plan has always been Christ-centered and mission-minded. We are not blessed by God merely to enjoy His favor privately, but to participate in His purpose globally. Through faith in Christ, we have become heirs of Abraham's promise and recipients of the true blessing, which is the gospel. This truth reshapes how we view our lives, our resources, and our witness. We are called to align ourselves with God's redemptive work by proclaiming Christ to all peoples. As those united to Abraham's seed, let us live with gospel intentionality so that others may encounter the blessing of salvation. When we remember that we are blessed to be a blessing, our focus shifts from self to Savior, and from comfort to commission. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for gracious promise to Abraham and for fulfilling it perfectly in your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to live as grateful recipients of the gospel and faithful conduits of your blessing to others. Use our words, our actions, and our lives to point others to Christ. Keep our hearts aligned with yours. In Jesus' name, amen.